Thank you, Chair. Members of the Commission, my name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the Department. Going to be briefing you on this agenda item, which pertains to three equipment requirement WACs. Our equipment proposals for the three-year package are recommending allowing crossbows for all big game during modern firearm seasons, recommending crossbows for turkey as well. One of the other items that we're doing is we're moving the proposing to move the crossbow requirements from the firearm and archery WACs, where we had some crossbow information in both of those WACs, to a new standalone WAC that would have all of the crossbow requirements in a standalone rule. We're also proposing to move the turkey hunting weapon and ammunition requirements into the firearm WAC. This was something that Brian Calkins talked to you about yesterday. He talked about where that information would be leaving. This is where the information would be going. So it's not a change in those firearm and ammunition requirements. It's just putting them in a more proper location. We're also proposing modifying the archery requirements to allow mechanical broadheads to be used, which haven't been allowed in the past. So all of these recommendations have come to us from the public. We heard a lot about this in the scoping and in the public meetings and in the other information that we've collected through the nine-month process on this three-year package. We see these proposals as maximizing opportunity, which is one of our missions for the agency. None of these proposals are seen as a natural resource issue or a natural resource problem. On the mechanical broadheads, both the Washington State Bowhunters Association and the Washington State Archery Association support the proposed change. And of course, the traditional bow hunters, sort of by definition, do not support the proposed broadhead change. And with that, I'll answer any questions you might have.
I'm going to watch her push that button.
Push mine again. Sorry.
Commissioners, Chair, thanks for having me up here again. And as some or most of you may know, this is probably my personal favorite on the agenda for the day, the expandable broadheads. I'm glad to see that the Washington Bowhunters stepped up and the Washington State Archery Association stepped up. The Inland Northwest Wildlife Council also supports the use of mechanical broadheads in this state. Currently they're allowed on small game, turkeys, and they work phenomenally. One of the points to allowing these is, and I may take some flack for this, but I'm going to say it anyway, even a marginally placed shot on big game, and don't get me wrong, I've seen the videos, we're not shooting plywood, we're not shooting barrels, we're shooting deer and elk here. Even if that shot is placed marginally, when that expandable opens, it's designed to open past the skin, which means once it enters the body, it comes to full open, creating another brand new cutting edge, which inflicts a lot of damage going through the body, which in turn helps us on a quicker recovery. So in regards to that, we are in support of it. And we'd like to see you guys go ahead and let it pass. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jim.
Anytime.
Yes, Mr. Keeney.
Thank you, Chair.
Mike.
I'll just leave it on. Jim, in looking at this, I'm sure you've researched it quite a bit, but do most Western states allow this?
Yeah, I think it's 46 now that allow it. And if I may elaborate on that just a little bit, to a sense here, there are a number of different expandables out there, and so I would hope that Mr. Nelson, if this passes, will look into it very well. There's some expandables that are out there up to 4 and 5 inches, and you really don't need that. But that's an equipment issue that I'm sure he can look at if this passes. So, thank you.
An issue from last year, Jim, or last couple of years, how are the lighted knocks working?
Lighted knocks are working just wonderfully. We did, and I want to say, I thank you for asking that question, because as archers, we will figure out what works good and what doesn't work good. And right off the get-go, we noticed a brand, and I will not mention the name, had a few issues in launch. And in other words, the knock would actually split, letting the arrow basically drop. Other than that, I haven't heard of any real issues, and they have worked phenomenally, if I may say. Where I live, I have a bunch of tall grass. I have next to me weeds that are, it's a weed field is what I call it. It's about 3.5-4 feet tall, full of weeds during September when you're hunting. I did have a new archer up at my house. He shot a deer, and luckily the arrow stayed in him. And he was kind of unsure what to do, so he contacted me. I came down to help him. I said, where is he at? And at, I don't know exactly what time it was. We'll call it the golden hour because light's diminishing and whatnot. He's trying to describe where this deer is, and I just stopped him mid-sentence and said, I can see it from here. We have a knock. We know right where the animal is. A great recovery, and thank you so much, because that's part of the design for them to help you in recovering that, so we don't, you know, lose game out there. So thank you again.
Well, thank you for your leadership, and I'll let the best of the family from all of us.
Appreciate it. I'll let LaFawn know.
Before we move into item number 22, those of you that were with us yesterday, the announcement was made that the director and myself were informed the day before about the selection of two new commissioners to the Fish and Wildlife Commission, and those are both eastern side of the mountains folks, and we are very pleased to have with us today one of those individuals. So it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Kim Thornburn. Kim. Thank you, Kim, and we look forward to working with you. You have a great background that will complement us up here, and just know that you're in the comfortable seats now. Bask in the glory while it can be done. But we'll look forward to working with you, and great to meet you as well. So moving into item